Welcome to A Link to Heaven Radio, where you will find the comfort knowing that the other side is but a whisper away, and a whisper away is your link to heaven. Now here is your host and guide, critically acclaimed, world-renowned psychic medium, Robbie Thomas.
Hello, and welcome to another great night here on A Link to Heaven Radio. I'm so happy to be here with all of you this evening, sharing in the enlightenment of spirit with each other and everyone. I'd like to take this moment to share in the email basket, if I may. I have a couple letters here of expression, so I'd like to take a bit of time just to acknowledge the people that write into me. Okay, the first one here is from Kathy from Pittsburgh. I love the show, and thank you for showing such spirit with everyone. You and BBS Radio are great. Second one I have is from Deborah from Alberta, Canada. I listen to your show every week. I always look forward to it. Thank you, Robbie. Well, thank you, Kathy and Deborah, for tuning in. You are fantastic people for writing me. I will always cherish your comments, and this is really fantastic. You can send me your comments, folks, to rob@bloginservice.com, and like Kathy and Deborah, I will read your comments on air for it's in the sharing that we all grow. And I thank you again, Kathy and Deborah. I have another message, this one a bit different. It is a request to help out in a dream situation. This comes from a lady who wishes to be addressed as, I'm a believer. Here, her dream goes like this. Sadly, I was only 12 years old when my grandfather passed away. I finally remembered small things about him. The smell of his pipe tobacco, how he would always reminded Grandma to give us candies before we went home, getting to sit beside him when we visited for lunch, and how he played Santa Claus every Christmas at the family Christmas party. As part of my drive to put together my family tree, my mother gave me a transcribed copy of the journal my grandfather kept as he moved his family, wife and 11 children, to Canada in 1953. I will never forget how my grandfather would get teary-eyed every time she spoke about him. Unfortunately, he passed away. I never dreamt about my grandfather. Now, fast forward about 25 years. I was 37 years old, married with 3 kids. My middle son was having some difficulties in school and was being tested for various things. I went to bed one night and started to dream. I was dreaming that my grandparents were moving to a different home. It was an old Victorian-style home with lots of beautiful architecture and felt very homey. The family belongings were being loaded onto a flat wagon, which was being pulled by 2 large horses. My grandfather asked me to accompany him in the enclosed buggy to the new house. When we were inside, and the buggy started moving, it rocked gently back and forth, and I was sitting beside my grandfather. There was someone on the seat across from us, but I didn't remember there being a face to this person. As I was sitting in the buggy beside my grandfather, I could remember the sight and smell of the dust rising from the wheels of the buggy as we drive down the dirt country road. My grandfather started to tell me that he was very proud of me. He had seen my children and loved them already. Then he warned me to be very strict with my middle child if I wanted him to be successful. He gave me no reason for this warning, and immediately after this warning, I woke up with tears in my eyes. This dream seemed so real to me. I can still remember every detail, even though I had that dream more than 3 years ago. Any input would help. This is a very good dream, I'm a believer, and this is what your dream is about, the message behind it. I took the time to go through your dream, and now I've wrote it out for you, and I'm going to read you my response. Your dream shows the fact of old values and virtues. How you held your grandfather is in this regard. The moving to an old Victorian home, and when you looked at the homes of this era, we think what reverence. What work, and in quotes I put, personalized character, a huge achievement. These homes were very welcoming, wide open, and huge with love coming from them. most beautiful. This is how your grandfather I would see through the description of this home you described. The huge heart among loving ways were always best remembered, and they sparkled in his eyes. He was a very practical man, always solving things in a very justified way, looking for the better in any solution. A lifetime of love and compassion for family values is what he stood for, and this was a visit to illustrate this to you, for the times are rough at present with your family at hand. This was truly a visit from him in your dream, a most subtle way of saying, hello, I love you. I see big hands of this gentleman, a man who did everything he could to keep his family together through hard times and good times. I find he worked at every job he could do to provide and keep the family as one. I also have a brother being shown me here, something about the war situation. A great deal of hardship that followed this family long ago. This is how I was able to come up with the way he wants you to understand. Tough times are always going to be there. It's how you address them and move forward that makes family family. I thank you, I'm a believer, for your dream. I hope this helps you out. God bless you. 1-888-268-4313 is the number to call in tonight for your reading, prediction, dream analysis, or comments. So pick up your phone and give me a call. We'd love to hear from you. And right now, we have a caller on the line. She's been so patient waiting for me. I thank you. Carrie is her name. She's calling from Arizona. Carrie, are you there?
I am, Robbie. How are you?
Hello?
Hello?
I guess Carrie's not on the phone.
Hi, okay. Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. You snuck in the back door. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Could you speak up just a little bit for me?
Sure. I'm on a cell phone. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Do you have a question for me?
I do. I was actually calling to find out what you see as far as where I am and where I'm going, and also who might be sending me the signs that I've been getting regularly.
Where you're going. Okay. You know, now I'm going to pinpoint a few things out here. I'm putting them down in like bullet form, point form, more or less. And I'm putting down animosity. Now, I feel this, and it's coming. Right now with another in your life. And I'm feeling this coming that way. There's an animosity towards another person in your realm of your life right at this present time. Are you dealing with this, or are you trying to at least address this issue?
I'm trying to release it.
Like, get it off your back and try to feel good about it, right?
Yeah, from a past relationship, so.
Okay. You know what? It's so good that you called in tonight, because you know what the show's about? It's about healing. And I got a bunch of stuff. And I hope you tend to stay and listen to the show after, because there's a few points in there. Maybe I can help you. It's all about healing and letting go. That's very, very good that you called in. Okay. The animosity and towards the individual and letting go. Each day is given you, and each day that is yours, try to at least address this issue by releasing it to the universe. You know about writing things down and releasing things, don't you?
I do. I've been working on that.
Okay, good, good. Just keep that up. I know sometimes you might get a crink, or, you know, and you get, oh my gosh, you know, what do I do now? And something else might arise. Just keep plugging away at it, because it's going to help you. It will. The signals you're getting from, I got a grandmother figure.
Okay.
And this female figure that's coming through, actually, you've asked at one time if this was your guide.
Okay.
And that's what it's coming through to me is, see, we have family members that pass on, and they do lend a hand, as you know. And they also go to the part of guidance. They reassure us. They lend that extra little hand to us. And this is what I'm getting, the female figure of a grandmother that has passed over. and I'm getting that. Well, at one point was asked that if she was your guide, well, she is. There's a grandmother figure there that's there helping you. And this is what I'm getting through, is the animosity towards the other individual. So the signs are relevant, and they're pointing towards you trying to strengthen yourself in this regard. Have you approached this individual?
No.
Do you want to?
Kind
of hard to sit there, right?
Yeah, well, I'm geographically away from them now, but, you know,
unresolved issues.
Yeah, but I don't think I would resolve it with them, so.
Okay, so you're handling it another way.
Trying.
Okay, all right. So this is what the signals, what I'm getting, is from this individual and the animosity that came through. Is there something you would want to ask me about how to go about releasing this?
You know, I'm trying different avenues now. I'm just really trying to open up spiritually, and, you know, I think it's a slow process. I tend to backslide a little bit, so, you know, it's easier said than done sometimes.
Is this interfering with the relationship coming up or in present?
There is no relationship right now.
Okay. There's something in a relationship coming up. Don't let it interfere, because I'm getting, like, roadblocks.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to reflect back and forth between the one coming and the one you just had. The roadblocks that come up, do you often reflect back and bring them up into relationships of other present or, I mean, other situations that came before a relationship, you bring them up and you haven't resolved those issues, that's why it festers all the time?
You know, I try to approach things individually, but I'm sure underlying there's some association there.
Okay. Well, that is what I'm getting. Are you working hard on your spiritual aspect to even broaden into doing more than what just talking about it? You're trying to actually lend that helping hand?
To who?
Getting out there yourself and doing
No, although I've been told before that that's something that I have within me.
You know, it will be a great guiding tool for you. It will help you to broaden your insides, your inner self, your mindset. This would help you. You ever thought of it?
I think
you would be great at it as well.
Can you be more specific, though? Is there something that's kind of standing out at you? Or, because I think that's my problem, is I'm not really sure where I want to go now.
Yeah. I think spiritually, in the aspect of working hands-on with individuals, and I'm getting the perception of reading and also in the guidance area. So you're a good person where you can pick up on people and read people. So why don't you take that as the tool that you have and use it, utilize it.
Okay.
That will help you, and you'll broaden yourself. You'll become more focused and understanding of your ability yourself. That will help you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. I'm just a little
shy.
Confused. What's that?
Are you shy about that?
I'm just uncertain, I guess, and I know that you have to clear that and just kind of like go for the gusto, but, you know, I'm looking for that little inkling of where I should start to then put me on my path after that, and then, you know, I know everything falls into place normally.
Right, right.
I'm trying to manifest and such, but I know I need to clear the clutter first.
Right, definitely. That's why I said I'm glad you called, because we'll work on this animosity that's built up inside. And the healing process, because that's what the show is about. I'm glad you called.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you'd like to ask?
What's that?
Is there anything else you'd like to ask me?
Do you happen to see, like, a location where I would wind up or might would be beneficial to me? Because I know where I am now is not where I'm going to stay.
It's funny. I don't see you leaving Arizona, though.
No.
No. I really don't.
Well, I like the warm weather.
Pardon me?
I like the warm weather.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
Right.
No, I'm serious. I don't see you leaving there. And you know what? Not too far from where you are. The way I'm visualizing this is if I'm moving, I'm only moving in maybe 20 minutes away, if I tops.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you had your mind or your eyes set on somewhere farther, but I don't feel you're going to do this.
Oh, no kidding. I'll have to start looking.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go, hon. God bless you.
Okay, thank you so much.
And you enjoy the show.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Yes, this is a joyous occasion indeed. Spring is here, and the blues of winter have gone, left. No signs of winter blahs now. And especially where Carrie is, you know, nice and warm there. Wow. What comes with spring is the rejuvenation with Mother Earth and within us as well. Don't you just feel alive with the new prospects of what is coming your way this year? You know, you really have to take a look at yourself and feel good inside. Everything around you is... Hello, caller. How are you? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Thank you so much for taking my call. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can barely hear
hold
you.
Hold on, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, just a moment.
Stay with me. We're going to have to play with this a bit. Okay, caller? Caller? Caller?
Are you there, caller?
Yes.
Okay, I can hear you.
Can you hear her now?
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear her, yeah.
Oh, great, great. Thank you so much for taking my call.
What's your first name?
Sorry?
What's your first name?
Sunny.
Hi, Sunny.
Hi.
And where are you calling from, hon?
I'm from Toronto.
Toronto?
Yes.
Oh, in Canada.
In Canada, yes.
Yeah, you're close to me.
Really? Where are you then?
I'm almost by London, Ontario.
Oh, really? Wow. I graduated from Western, so...
Oh, well, there you go. Do you have a question for me?
Oh, yes. Recently I'm experiencing some, like, a visa problem right now. It's been, like, bothering me for a long time.
Right.
So I'm just wondering, like, if it's been, like, for 4 months. And because my family, they really, like, put on some, like, huge pressure on me, like, if they're in China, I'm here, and they were like, you know, why don't you just come back, you know, and give it up, and I'm saying, because I'm working in the media, so I'm, like, still, like, I would love to, you know, work in Canada instead of in China, you know, I'm just, I have no idea, like, if my visa problem is still going on, and I have no idea, like, if, you know, if I should give up, or just my mom is calling me saying, well, maybe, because she passed away, like, maybe 2 years ago, so, and I was like, maybe my mom is calling me to go back home or something, you know, so that's kind of a huge dilemma for me now, so, and just calling you to get some help from you.
No, you know what? I'm going to tell you this.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you, but...
Okay.
Stop, or...
We're having a little bit of technical difficulty. Can you hear me, though?
Yes, I can hear you, yes.
Okay.
It's okay. I'm just playing with the... I'm just going to set it correctly today, finally. So it's just going to... I'll play with it a bit. Just keep doing your thing.
Okay. Okay, honey. No. The first thing I get is you keep going. Don't stop. Don't give up. Your dream is to be here. You want to work here. I know we have family back home. This is where you want to be. This is your first love, is here, and to prosper here. You know, the first thing I got when we were talking also was a white flower in water. and it was on like on a floating pad, like a green pad, and it was floating in the water. This is what I see. It's like a white flower. It represents like the giving of love when someone passes. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. This is what I get. It's like a white flower sitting on a green pad, or like, I don't know what to call it, like a leaf or something where it's floating in water. And I also get like light. So it's like the passing of love or life, something here. And this is like a memory. So this is what comes when you were talking. But I'm getting very strong that you want to stay and you want to work here. So this is where you are. But to go home, you can go home for a trip. But this is where you want to be. Am I correct?
Canada is excellent for media and, you know, free speech. And
right.
I was still, because I'm also a teacher as well. So it's, Canada is like, it's the place I want to be. Like, it's for arts or for media, it's the ideal place. So in China, well, it's booming right now, but a lot of, you know, like media, you know what I mean? Like free speech, a lot of them, like, it's not so mature.
Right.
And I love my country, obviously, but I am not ready to go back right now. But just my family is putting so much pressure on me, and they said, well, I don't know if your visa problem is going to be okay, and, you know, this and that. So it's just driving me crazy in the way.
Yeah, I see you're going to be fine.
Really?
You're going to be fine with your visa. Your paperwork's going to be going through fine. There's no problem there. I'm getting that you're going to be fine here. And also, there's going to be an opportunity for you to grab another job.
Oh, great. Yeah,
that's coming up. That's coming up late in the summertime here.
Uh-huh.
And it's to do with the media.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. This is so good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And it's just so, like, I mean, I'm so amazed and surprised because I was read by someone else, like in spiritual reading, and so someone else said they got the message, like the flowers and the white flowers as well, and I was like, whoa, this is, they said like these white flowers on the water or
yeah.
Greenness, and I said, whoa, this.
So there you go, you're being told again. Isn't that cool?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, so there you go. That's confirmation. There you go. You got confirmation of, in a big way, and it's coming from a female, and this is what I'm getting. And, you know, look to your name. I drew the flower. I drew it on water, and I drew an arrow right to your name, Sunny. When I see your name, Sunny, I feel warm inside. So this was all good, and then it all came through about the paperwork. And I'm looking at the number 12, the 12th, and I'm also looking at the month of July.
The month of July, my paperwork can go through, like, in that month?
July 12th is a date for you. This date here is very important for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'd better just mark it.
Yeah,
so,
mark it down.
Related to,
work-wise.
What?
Related to your career.
Related to my career.
Yes.
Okay.
July 12th.
Okay, hopefully my visa is not like going through like in July. That's like so late.
No, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. And this is all just confirmation from you. You had, I guess you explained you had a reading from someone else who told you about the white flower and water as well, so this is just her coming through telling it again, and this is just confirmation for you.
Oh, yes, thank you so much. It's
You're welcome. God bless you.
Thank you. It's such a comforting, and because I'm kind of, so uneasy right now, so, and here is the family, here is the problem, you know, like I'm just kind of in between, so it's like,
right.
Yeah. Thank you so much for this.
You're so welcome. You have a wonderful day. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Yes, folks, we're talking about a joyous occasion, and that was beautiful. That was like a double confirmation, having someone else read her and tell her the same thing I told her. It's amazing how spirit works, and when they want us to know and to really assure us, what a perfect way to, you know, to come through. Hello?
Sandy.
I'm sorry?
Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. Where are you calling
from? Hi, Robbie. Vancouver, Washington.
Sorry about that, folks.
Vancouver. Okay, can you hear me now?
I sure can.
Okie doke. Oh, Vancouver, Washington.
Yeah,
it's
nice and sunny.
Pardon? Nice and sunny.
We finally have spring.
Oh, my goodness. And it's nice and warm,
huh? Yeah, it's about 70.
Oh, you got to share that with me. We're only in the 60s.
Oh, well, we waited. We had the wettest winter and the wettest spring.
Well, then I guess you're not going to share.
No, we're not sharing. You're awfully nice, so heck. Come
on.
Oh,
thank you. Do you have a question for me, Tiny Hun?
Yeah, can you tell me how long it will take for my husband to be promoted?
How long will it take for him to be promoted?
Yeah. There's a lot of backstabbing going on.
Yeah, I was just going to get to that. You know what? He was passed up once before. And there was something, there's a lot of people got their hands in a lot of stuff here. Pretty messy, eh?
Yeah, it's really messy. And I know he's moody, and I try to be patient.
And you know what? I think he's thinking about even, is he looking for another job?
He's always looking at someone offer.
Yeah. I get the feeling he's leaving this area.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Will it be for the better?
For the better.
A lot better?
Oh, you got it.
Really?
A lot better. And I'm getting the fact that August is a month for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. August. And I know we're in the spring, and it seems so far away, but August will be, it's going to be like a prelude to, I'm going to say 2 months here, June. And then when half starts in June, things really occur in August. So whatever starts the move in June is going to be the big finale in August, the beginning of August.
Do you think it will be within the same type of business?
Yeah, but it's away from where he is now. It's a bad atmosphere. It's, I couldn't even, why would somebody want to go to work there?
Bad,
huh? Well, yeah.
That bad? Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. I know, because he won't talk to me about it, because he says he didn't want to depress me.
Yeah. He holds a lot in, hon.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He does.
It's a bad atmosphere, like, you know, you yourself couldn't go to work and deal with this stuff day in, day out like that.
I couldn't. He's strong.
Boy, oh boy. I tell you. Yeah, but June is there's a big move in June, like, and then it's finalized in August. So, that's probably the 60 days notice or what have you, but it's the beginning of August.
Oh boy. Well, thank you, Robbie.
You're most welcome. God bless you.
You have a good one. God bless you too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, folks. We're talking about spring and healing and what have you. Everything around you, you know, it's great. It's the magic of growth and the healing of the season that allows one to put the spring in their step. Just like Sandy in her 70-degree weather. I can't believe that. We're in 60s. Imagine that, having the spring in your step, and it's all yours, just for the taking. When we as human beings, see the potential in anything in life, we see the survival rate of something so prosperous. We want to be a part of it and admire the growth within. The seasons are like awakening points throughout the nature of this living earth, and we are a great part of it. Taking charge of one's life, however, allowing the room for growth on its own is but a mere walk in the park, so to speak. I would say that. The tremendous feeling that arises from the everyday grind to sit a spell, reflecting upon the goodness that surrounds one, is the facet to life in which one shines forth. You know, the growth in the spirit we all seek. Like the bursting of the bud on the bush, or the flower and the blossom, brightly the yearning factor for new life is just that within us all. We all crave the growth factor, and in saying so, we strive to achieve this in every proper manner. Therefore, you know, we give ourselves the solace we seek. It's very in a very productive way. The assurance of spiritual tidings is the need of everyone, and thus we search for the moment in which we want to belong so desperately we have the crave factor coming from us. 1-888-268-4313 is the number to call tonight. We're talking about healing. Well, as far as the process of rejuvenation goes, healing is a great part of this. And when we shed the bad from time to time, allowing this trek of ours to continue in the most certain of ways, we become whole. When we talk about healing or mending offenses, let's say, we are giving a push to the forefront. Things that have been burdened to us, and like the dead of winter, when then we shove off to a new beginning like spring.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.